Okay, so let's see if I can shift gears over to the podcast with Spreaker now. I've got my own site that I like. I can just record it on the fly. But with this one, I'm going to try to be more deliberate about some stuff. Pretty cool, to be honest with you, how they've got this set up. I think I'm paying $7 a month. I think so. I can't remember which. It might be. Yeah, I think it's this one. I did a lot of research on a lot of these platforms, and it's a trip what you run across. But anyway, today I've uploaded to the main site, to the books.media and the 153nc.com. I've uploaded some audio there. And I'm learning a lot how this whole process works about spiritually breaking people out of Babylon, out of the matrix, out of the hive, pulling people out of the AI flesh mind into the spirit mind is a warfare. It's a war. And as you do it, as you interact with the world, really, as you interact, what's happening here is you start to experience something really off the roof. I mean, off the roof. You start to quantum connect with people, with their thoughts. You can think it, and then they say it. You can think it, then it appears. You start to quantum connect with people in such a bizarre way that it's hard to believe. It's just hard to believe. And so, the more you cut the... See, if you start to control your own thoughts, this is the warfare that they don't want you to wake up to. See, it's a military attack to keep you in the drama, the Draco Ma drama repeat. Because once you see past time and you're outside of time, you don't need anything else down here. When you enter into the now mindset, when you enter into the now mindset, you know that you have everything that you need, and you know that God has already sent it before it even shows up, before you even knew that you needed it. God had already prepared it. The universe gives you what you need. Have you ever noticed you're looking for something to hang something up on the shelf, on the wall or something, and there it, you look over here and there it is. It could be anything. What am I saying? If you can leave the brainwashing of linear time and get into the knowledge that time is just, every day is the same. The Bible tells you every day is the same. You reap what you sow. What you sow today comes back tomorrow, whether good or evil. Think about what I'm saying here. To break the linear time mindset, if you think about what I'm saying, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. That means tomorrow when the sun comes back up, there's nothing new. It's the same. The Bible told you that there's no such thing as linear time. But you learned in school, they brainwash you through the news, the media, and everything, that time is linear when it's not. It's a repeat. Every moment's a repeat. Everything's a reproduction. And so you can fractally, if you start to control your mind and your thoughts moment by moment, then you can actually fractally create the harvest daily, weekly, monthly, because you create that pattern. But think about what I'm saying here. If you reap what you sow, and the Bible says a man reaps what he sows. He's not talking about necessarily farming. He's not talking about, he's talking about the heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. If every issue of life comes from the heart and the mind and the thought life, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So when you step out of time, what are you doing? You're stepping into the eternity now. And when you step into the eternity now and you bring all thoughts into captivity, and the way you would, I had a preacher tell me one time, you go crazy trying to do that. Wrong. The way you bring your thoughts into captivity is break it down into simple pieces. Took me about 6 years, but I broke it down. Maybe 5 years, 5 or 6 or 7 years. Cut, turn, union, flow. Everything is four words. Cut, turn, union, flow. Everything is flesh versus spirit. Every verse, every chapter in the Bible is flesh versus spirit. Cain versus Abel. Night versus day. Self-worship or worshiping God. And when you break it down to its most fundamental parts, then you can bring the thoughts into captivity. And you know when the devil's minions are trying to get you into bitterness and unforgiveness and worry and doubt and fear and condemnation and put you back under law. When you step into grace and you step into the fact that you're already seated in the heavenlies and you're just down here walking it out, what are you doing? You're just repeating every day what has already been done. You're following in series after Christ. And so in series is a moment by moment walk, step by step by step by step by step. Time is not linear. Yes, it is like a train having cars right behind each other. But where's that train track going? The destiny of that train, if you look at the track, it meets at this horizontal point, or we're way out in the distance. The destiny or the destination is the inner man, renewing the inner man and bringing your thoughts into captivity and not holding on to thoughts in the past. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on. The past don't exist. To live in the past is to bankrupt yourself. To live in the now is to set patterns for the future. You don't live in the past. You don't live in the future. You live in the now. And by living in the now and planting seed in the now, you control the future because you reap what you sow. You sow what you want to reap. If you live in the past, you're pretty much living in death. The past don't exist anymore. And people say, oh, the good old days of the past. Wrong. There's nothing new under the sun. The good old days can be now if people bring their thoughts. See, the reason the news, the media, the devil's system is trying to put you in fear and doubt. He wants you to live in fear and doubt and the past. You step out of the flesh mind, you step into the spirit mind, and you leave the past behind. Now, the past is always going to try to creep back up, if you get around people from your past, they haven't changed. Have you ever noticed if you're really changing, you get around people from the past, they haven't changed. They're still telling the same stories. They're still doing the same stuff. They haven't changed. You want to be fresh. You want to be in the now. If you really want to stay young, stay in the now. Don't live in the past. The past don't even exist anymore.